Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart and top crypto coach, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Warriors. Okay, so I have talked about this before, but I want to regurgitate this and share with you something. So right now, as I sit right now, I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys. So I'm always honest with you guys, but I want to share with you guys. I don't feel like doing this podcast right now. Right now, I'm filming this a week early. This is Thursday, September 16th. The reason why this is filmed or recorded a week early is because we have our Warrior Conference is tomorrow. So imagine tomorrow's Friday the 17th. You're listening to us a week later and pre-recorded, okay? I don't feel like doing this fucking podcast right now. It's Thursday night. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. We've been up since 2:50 in the morning. We've been preparing all day. I've gone through 4 dress rehearsals. I'm fucking exhausted. We're building our new company, right? Everything's happening at once. We got all these people flying in. We got to set up the tables. But I know that I have to get this done because it's the right thing to do, Warriors. And I was fucking tired. And the reason why I want to share this with you guys, Warriors, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because if I was to go complain to people, those are not the people that can help me. So the people that will listen to me complain aren't the people that can help me. And if I were to complain to the people that can help me, they won't listen to me complain. What they would ask me is, okay, the fuck are you complaining about? You chose this life. This life has created freedom for you. So that's what I want to share with you today, Warriors. As you build that belief, action, and discipline, and then you learn how to ask your subconscious mind for what you want, then you dive into the reticular activating system. Now it's like, okay, who do you surround yourself with, Warriors? Because if I went to go complain to the people around me right now, how tired I am, they'd look at me and be like, I'm fucking tired too. What's your point? I flew down here. I've been working all fucking day setting up tables right now. Like, well, what's your point? That's a really important thing, Warriors, who you surround yourself with. Because I'll tell you what, I've changed my circle dramatically in the last year and a half, Warriors. I will not accept mediocrity in my life. I just won't. It's because I've leveled up so much. And this is going to sound super arrogant, but this is a fact. I've leveled up so much in my life in multiple ways. I've always been disciplined. I've always worked very hard. But the area that I leveled up in, I do not accept bullshit from people. I used to be walked all over by all kinds of people, giving people shit away for free, helping everybody for free, giving. But I realized as the people weren't helping themselves, it wasn't helping them. And so what I realized, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start calling people out. So I started to be really, 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 really decisive and say what I mean. And I started telling people how I felt. And guess what? People started to leave my life left and right. People don't want to hear the truth. So I started to treat people how I wanted to be treated because I want you, if you're in my life, to call me out on my shit. I don't want a fucking soft pillow to land on. I don't want to be around people like, oh, JV, you're so great. No, I don't want that. I want people who are going to push me and inspire me to greatness. I want people who are going to challenge me. So nobody in this facility right now, as we're setting up, if I went to them and said, guys, I'm so tired, I can't do another podcast, they go, what's your point? So the people you're complaining to can't help you, Warriors. And the people that will listen to you complain, or the people that are listening to you complain can't help you, and the people that can help you won't listen to you complain. So I want you to ask yourself, what type of people do you have around you? People that are going to sit back and jump in the mud pit with you and you know, throw more mud on you? Because they want to know you're fucked up. They want to know you have problems. They want to know you're exhausted. They want to know you're about to break, Warriors. Or your friends, the ones, if you go to them and say, hey, what can we do to support you to rise up, Warrior? So we talked about your goal setting, belief, action, and discipline. We talked about asking your subconscious mind questions. We talked about your reticular activating system, seeing it and hearing it. Now it's about the surroundings, Warriors. Because no matter how strong you are the sum of the 5 people you hang out with. Look at your friends. If you're hanging out with your buddies from high school, they keep talking about the goddamn touchdown pass they said, and they clown you because you're going home early to see your wife. Oh, you're pussy, what better? It's like you need to change your fucking friends. Should always be number one, Warriors. Always should be ones. Okay, and I'm speaking from experience was, I'm not the greatest at relationships. 2 years, two times divorced. And I realized when I got divorced the second time, I had to get my shit together, worse. I had to grow the fuck up. I had to stop being a little fucking boy. I had to get my priorities right. I had to eradicate the little boy out of me. And so, whereas I want to encourage you, I want to encourage you to look at your friends, to look at your surroundings. Who are you seeking wise counsel from? Because that's going to be really, really important, because a lot of people want to give you a soft pillow, warriors. And if you go to one of your friends, you tell them how, oh, it's okay. Don't, you know, I'd give up. You're fine, dude. You're good. You're good. No, 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 no. You're not good. It's not fine. You need to find that resilience to keep fucking going. I didn't want to do this podcast, warriors. I had two left to do it, but I'm fucking doing it because that's the right thing to do. And when you push through that discomfort, warriors, you push through that discomfort, you find this flow state and you realize that you are the greatest of all time and that you can do it, that you're resilient, you are powerful beyond measure. So if you're on your back right now, get up. Get up. Just step in faith, warriors. You can do this. Stop allowing people to fucking sit. Don't, when you're on the ground, don't ask people to sit down with you. Look for people who are going to grab your hand and pick you up. Stop looking for those people to say, oh, come sit on the ground with me. There's too much fucking space on the ground, warriors. Get up. Rise up. It's time. And I'll keep saying this. There's never going to be a time like this in history again where the normal everyday person can amass a large amount of wealth spiritually, financially. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be two types of people in this next 3 to 5 years, warriors. There's going to be warriors and warriors. There's going to be a massive separation in between the rich and poor. Mark my fucking words. The working class is going to get wiped out. And I think I was telling you guys this yesterday. We've had 4 people leave their full-time jobs and come full-time with the Warrior Academy. Freedom, baby. Freedom. So ask yourself, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who is your wise counsel? And is it truly wise, warriors? I think that's really, really important. So we talked about belief, action, and discipline. We talked about asking questions of your subconscious. I'm giving you all the tools and techniques, warriors. On day 3, we talked about, what did we talk about? The RAS. You need to be able to see it, hear it. Okay. And then today we're talking about your surroundings. I'm giving you a different, everybody says, oh, you know, watch who you surround yourself with, the 5 people. Yeah, I'm giving you the real deal. You need to listen to what they say, how they walk, how they talk. Is that what you want for your life? If you're hanging out with buddies that are talking shit about other women or like, oh, that chick's hot. Nope. That's not what you want if you're a married man. That's one thing I realized too. It's like, you know, I do want to give compliments to my team here. There is no ever a conversation about women in this academy. When we're sitting with the guys here, you know, we have quite a few boys that work here, men that work here, men. And there's never conversations about, you see that chick on the internet? We're not looking at the Instagram profiles. It's fucking awesome. It's because we set our standards very, very high, warriors. Do we make mistakes? Absolutely. But we set our standards very, very fucking high, warriors. And you can feel it when you walk in this place. So it's time to check your surroundings, warriors. That might be your job. It might not be the right job for you. So I love you. I appreciate you. And I need you to get your shit together, warriors. All right? So if you haven't joined the 120-day challenge, hit the description down below. And we're going to get tired together. Because I'm not going to give you a soft pillow, warriors. And you don't even want to hear that I didn't want to do this podcast. You know, it's probably disrespectful for me to even say that. Because being fucking lazy is disrespectful to the people that believe in you. And you guys believe in me. So I'm not going to be fucking lazy. I will never be lazy. The only time I'll fucking break is if I physically break down and I can't move anymore. That's the only fucking time, warriors. Other than that, I'm going to keep going and I expect you to as well. I love you. I appreciate you. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.